Bring It On, cheerleaders fight back against the stereotypes in movies and TV shows. Most everyone is familiar with the typical cheerleader stereotype. In most teen movies, the cheerleaders are portrayed as the dumb ones, the shallow ones, the mean ones, or most commonly, the trifecta. What may seem like harmless jokes poking fun at overdramatic characters have turned into a plague of demeaning stereotypes cast onto high school cheerleaders. Now the stereotypes are facing the appropriate backlash from cheerleaders. Junior Elena Rickers, a varsity cheerleader, finds there to be far too many examples of cheerleading being cast in a negative light in movies. A lot of the time, we're stereotyped as the bullies of the school, the popular ones, Rickers said. Especially early 2000s movies or Disney Channel movies will show that a lot. Rickers realized that even one of her favorite movies perpetuates the trite cliches. While watching The Princess Diaries, Ricker was disappointed to see cheer represented so poorly. The way they portray the cheerleaders is just not accurate, Ricker said. The way they have the cheerleaders run off and make out with their boyfriends when they win a football game, that's not accurate. That's not what we do at all. Senior Destiny Regal, co-captain of the varsity cheer team, feels the way cheer is presented in movies is not only demeaning personally, but also intentionally downplays the athleticism necessary for cheer. There are different types of movies that star cheerleaders, and I feel like some actually focus on the tricks, but most focus on stereotypes, Regal said. Most people think cheer is the easiest sport. People think it's just being cute, but it's really not. It really takes a lot of work. It's so much more than what people think it is. The cheerleaders aren't the only ones that take issue with how cheer is presented in TV shows and movies. Erica McDevitt, head coach of the varsity cheer team, finds fault in the depiction of cheerleaders in the show Glee, as well in the 2000 cheer-focused movie Bring It On. In Glee, the girls were the popular girls. They were the promiscuous girls. All they cared about was how they looked and what boy they were currently with. They weren't very smart, Coach McDevitt said. Bring It On was similar. You get a bunch of girls who don't have focus in school or anything. It's a catfight, drama-filled show. It just perpetuates those types of things. The most upsetting aspect of the stereotype to Coach McDevitt is a cheerleader's response to typical high school drama is so closely scrutinized. Every high schooler deals with some sort of drama, but when a cheerleader is part of it, they're suddenly thrust into a spotlight. All kids in high school and all girls in high school have issues, intrapersonal issues, because that's part of growing up, Coach McDevitt said. And I think sometimes when it's about girls and cheer, it gets put into that box, like, oh, cheerleaders are just drama, they're just dramatic people. Due to their frustrations with these cheerleading stereotypes, both the athletes and their coach actively work against the negative labels associated with cheer. As co-captain of the cheer team, Regal feels it is partly her responsibility to set the standard for the rest of the team. One stereotype she fights is the mean girl cheerleader. Our cheerleaders, we're not mean. We try to be the kindest people we can because so many people have a vision of us, Regal said. No, we actually have a heart and we actually have a life and our life is not perfect. Rickers recounted one conversation Coach McDevitt had with her team about a certain stereotype, one the cheer community has been working against for years. Our coach was talking about how, in the past, it was kind of a big stereotype that cheerleaders have a lot of boyfriends, they date a lot of people, Rickers said. In the world of cheerleading, we've had to work to get away from that because that's not who we are. Coach McDevitt considers one of the most harmful stereotypes in cheer to be that cheerleaders are dumb. To counteract this, Coach McDevitt emphasizes the importance of academics for her team. I prize grades, Coach McDevitt said. I really prize grade checks and study hall hours and things like that, because it is a stereotype that they're kind of stupid and they don't do that stuff. Although the team's dedication to fighting these stereotypes is admirable, the fact that they have to do so frustrates them. Preconceived notions of cheerleading are not the fault of the cheerleaders, but rather the result of formulaic, unoriginal characters popularized in TV and movies. The athleticism and dedication required for any sport is just as prevalent in cheer, and yet time and time again, TV shows and movies make the conscious choice to portray cheerleaders as shallow, ignorant, and cruel. All the work that goes into it, the competitions that most people at school have no idea about, and all the teams supporting each other, it's really awesome to see, Rickers said. The sport of cheerleading is just so much more than the stereotypes, and I wish people knew more about that. I wish more people got to come to the competitions and see the competitive side, because that is what cheerleading is.